From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. There is dangerous deja vu in the Caribbean right now as Hurricane Maria begins tearing across the islands just 2 weeks after Hurricane Irma did. The residents of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico are girding for an especially hard hit. Like Hurricane Irma before it, Hurricane Maria is a Category 5 storm with winds topping 160 miles per hour. It has already wrecked the island of Dominica and will soon hit the U.S. Virgin Islands and fellow U.S. territory Puerto Rico. Puerto Rican officials say Maria may be the strongest storm to strike that island since 1928. It could make landfall near the southeast city of Patillas, where residents told WLRN they're sheltering in homes they know they may lose. Maria may also pound the island of St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands, which Irma devastated. Local scuba instructor Adam Wilson said St. Thomas has barely had a chance to pick up debris since then.
They haven't been trying to reinstall power lines or anything like that because they realize that this storm is actually going to hit. So now they're trying to secure everything that they've already set up so they don't lose it again.
Irma killed three people on St. Thomas. Wilson said it's hard for residents to absorb the surreal prospect of another deadly storm so soon.
Kind of shock and awe. Like, we just barely got done trying to figure out what to do with stuff after the last one. And now there's another one coming that's going to be just as bad. Everyone's just playing the waiting game again, like we just played 2 weeks ago.
Maria is expected to turn north after leaving Puerto Rico and not threaten Florida. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.